Rumors of Rain, Cultivating Community and Connection by David Wan. This marks my 40th year of nurturing both soil and spirit in gardens, with 26 of those years spent tending to the verdant plots in our foothills, haven nestled in Golden, Colorado. I've been the eager steward of a thriving garden in a neighborhood of 27 households, a space large enough to indulge in creative projects and share the bounty with my neighbors. Together, we've reaped over $50,000 worth of produce, buoyed by the unwavering support of our tight-knit community. However, the garden offers more than just a harvest of fruits and vegetables. It's a sanctuary where I can truly connect with the essence of where I live. Each day spent tending to the earth reconnects me with my senses, grounding me in the rhythms of life. With each passing season, my expertise grows, allowing me to coax sustenance from the land in a sustainable manner. Yet, as I turn the soil in this year's tomato row, I sense a subtle shift in the air. It's as if a whisper of urgency tugs at me, urging me to hasten my pace, a departure from the leisurely afternoons I've savored in the garden countless times. This feeling reminds me of the frenetic energy of a driver impatiently tailing me, the restlessness palpable in the air. While I empathize with the haste, it's a stark reminder of the relentless pace of modern life, perpetually teetering on the brink of frenzy. As we navigate through the whirlwind of daily obligations, it's easy to lose sight of the simple joys that await us in the garden, a refuge beckoning us to slow down and savor the moment. But can we, as a society, break free from the grip of perpetual busyness and embrace the tranquility that nature offers? For me, gardening transcends mere hobby. It's a way of life, a form of sustenance for both body and soul. Amidst the hustle and bustle of everyday life, tending to the plants becomes a sacred ritual, grounding me in a sense of purpose and connection to the earth. In the tranquility of my garden sanctuary, deadlines and distractions fade into the background, replaced by the gentle rhythm of growth and renewal. Over the years, I've cultivated not only crops, but also a sense of community, a shared bond forged through seasons of toil and triumph. In our neighborhood garden, we come together to share stories, swap gardening tips, and revel in the fruits of our labor. It's a testament to the power of collaboration and collective effort, transforming a patch of earth into a thriving oasis of abundance. As I delve into the rich tapestry of the garden, I'm struck by the interconnectedness of all living beings, the silent dialogue between plants, insects, and humans. In the symphony of nature, each participant plays a vital role, contributing to the harmonious balance of the ecosystem. It's a humbling reminder of our place within the intricate web of life, urging us to tread lightly and nurture the world around us. As the seasons ebb and flow, so does the rhythm of life in the garden. From the tentative sprouts of spring to the bountiful harvests of summer, each stage holds its own beauty and wonder. Even in the face of adversity, be it hailstorms or crop failures, there's an unwavering resilience that sustains us, a reminder that growth often emerges from the ashes of setback. In the garden, I find solace amidst the chaos, a sanctuary where time slows and the senses come alive. It's a reminder to savor the simple pleasures, to cultivate gratitude for the abundance that surrounds us. Whether in the gentle rustle of leaves or the vibrant hues of a blooming flower, there's a quiet beauty that whispers of the eternal cycle of renewal. As I reflect on my journey through the garden, I'm reminded of the profound truth that lies at its heart. Amidst the chaos of life, there is beauty to be found in the simple act of nurturing the earth. In a world that often feels fragmented and frenetic, the garden offers a sanctuary, a place to reconnect with ourselves and the natural world. So, as the rumors of rain swirl around us, I invite you to join me in the garden, to pause, to breathe, and to savor the richness of life unfolding in all its splendor. For in the embrace of nature, we find not only sustenance for the body, but nourishment for the soul.